British Sky Broadcasting presents The Escapist, starring Johnny Lee Miller, Gary Lewis, Andy Serkis, Jodie May, and Paloma Beiser. Directed by Gillies McKinnon. A light aircraft flies over a sea.
Marriage, mortgage, career. Just when you've got it all sorted, you think, well, maybe everything's going too well. What if it doesn't last? It's strange, but that's what went through my mind right before it happened.
Is that Dennis?
Don't wave, you'll only encourage him.
Dennis cuts the engine. The plane goes into freefall. Sitting on the patio, Valerie, Christine and Mike look anxiously at the sky.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not as dangerous as it looks. You're okay until you reach 182 knots.
Then what happens?
The wings come off.
So what, is it really expensive?
No, it's not as bad as you think. And pick up a second-hand Piper Cherokee for 30 grand.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that.
Heard what?
Second-hand Piper Cherokee, you better be joking.
No, you're right. Cessna handles much better.
Dennis, we're not buying a bloody airplane.
I'm just asking if it's really necessary to be looping the loop the week before she's due to drop your first kid.
Well, as I was just explaining to Mike, it's not that risky.
Dennis and Valerie are in bed together.
My earrings must have fallen out.
Hmm?
My earring.
If I ever lost you, I'd just have to follow the trail of jewellery that you leave behind you. Not down here.
Have you had a look?
What can you hear?
Two hearts.
Dennis and Valerie snuggle down in the bed. Valerie turns off the light. Waves roll onto the shore. A light flashes across the headboard where Dennis and Valerie are asleep. A dock and staircase. The strands of a metal door curtain swing in the breeze. Valerie sits up in bed and looks at the sleeping Dennis. Valerie gets out of bed and puts on blue slippers and a blue and green dressing gown. She walks down the stairs and parts the door curtain. Valerie opens the fridge door and takes out a jar of pickles.
It's like a dream, the life I had before. Valerie, the house, the job. It's like I dreamt it all, like it happened to someone else a long time ago. And all the time, I'm talking to her in my head. What am I supposed to do now? Who am I supposed to be?
What does she say?
Well, it's a bit of a one-sided conversation.
Is there anybody else in the house?
Valerie? You all right?
I'm fine.
You forgot your husband, didn't you?
Did you drop something?
You can have whatever you want. Just please leave my wife alone. She's pregnant.
Oh, in that case, congratulations.
Is it yours?
Is it his? That thing in there?
I have £500 upstairs.
Was I talking to you?
Are you all right, Ricky? Yeah, that painting is worth £5,000.
Shit.
His name's Ricky Barnes. He's been on the run from Dartmoor for the last 6 months, causing havoc across the country, doing burglaries to finance himself. But we got him.
What's the bad news?
It was just a matter of time before he cracked. You were the unlucky ones.
I'll do whatever you say. Just please leave my wife alone.
It's cool, Ricky.
It's okay.
All right, Ricky.
It's okay, baby.
Come on.
Ricky! Ricky, let's get the money and get out.
Shut up! Don't you get to work, you driving out! Driving out!
Let's find this.
Wait,
500 quid then.
Come on. Move! Over there! Just kneel down! Kneel down! Kneel down! Get away from her! Don't touch her, you fucking kneel down and stay there. Do as I say, all right?
Look at us. Victims. Spineless, gutless victims. We let these people destroy our lives, and all that we can do is sit here and talk about it.
The talking helps us work things through.
I don't want to work things through. I don't want to feel better. I don't want to be healed.
You won't let go?
No.
To let go would be a betrayal.
That's it. That's the word. Betrayal.
Do you still shag him in that condition? Hey? Oi. I'm asking you a question. Do you still shag him like that? Do ya?
Listen, there's a car in the garage. If you need to use that, take it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a pilot.
My old man was a pilot. No, he wasn't. So you got a nice job. Nice house. Got a nice wife. And a nice baby. And you trying to fob me off with a car. Is that it? Hey?
No.
Do you think I'm a fucking moron?
It's half a
grand there. Let's get
look at me like I'm not, then, because you're looking at me like some fucking mutt. Do you think I'm a moron? Do ya? Do ya?
No.
Do you think I'm a moron? She's really beautiful, your wife. Even like that. She's like one of them China dolls.
She's bollocks.
You shut the fuck up.
Is she your little princess, eh?
Seems a shame not to, really, wouldn't it?
Mm. Shut up.
Fuck up.
It's all right, Dennis. I'm all right.
She's all right. Dennis.
One of the robbers traces his fingers over Valerie's lips.
You quite like it, don't you? Hey? Do you like it? Do you like it? This is definitely doing something for me.
Dennis covers his head. He sees Valerie on the floor, shaking.
No!
We have got on a fucking turn! Get out of fucking door!
Do you know what? I'm gonna let you live.
No! No! Valerie, come on. Come on, stay with me. Come on, think of the baby now. Big breath. Valerie, stay with me.
Lisa! In the corner!
Lisa! Just wait here now, please.
We're trying to decide whether to deliver the baby. Yes or no? We don't know what the effect will be. But if we don't deliver it now, the baby might die. Yes or no?
I want you to save my wife. Do you understand me?
Of course. We need your permission to perform a cesarean section.
Right?
I'm sorry. Yes or no?
I'm going to let you live.
It's a girl. She's going to be fine.
What about my wife?
Dennis walks into a hospital room. Valerie is lying on a bed. Her body is covered by a green hospital sheet up to her chin. Dennis lifts the sheet and takes off her wedding ring. He cries as he strokes her hair and bends down to kiss her forehead.
Ain't built the fucking prison, mate.
Go on, Ricky. Get him up, sir.
Fucking prison, is he?
We're with you, Ricky.
You know the rules. I'm the time to come to the court. Sit down.
He's going straight to Sullen Voe control unit, and that's where he'll stay. He was playing to the gallery.
He got out of Dartmoor.
Sullen Voe was a steel box on an island in the middle of the North Sea. No one has ever escaped from it.
Who was he laughing at, son? You saw him in there. He's laughing at us!
Let him laugh. He's going to prison. For 20 years.
20 years! It's not enough!
There, someone said to me, look, your wife's dead. Sorry and all that, there's nothing much we can do about it, but you can visit her once a week for 2 hours. You can hold her hand, you can talk to her. You can bring her a couple of books, you can kiss her goodbye. I'd settle for that. I'd settle for once a month. I'd settle for once a year. I'd settle for 1 minute more in the rest of my life. Just to see her again. I've got nothing left of her.
You've got her baby.
Could have had another baby.
Here, I'll take her home, sir.
Come on, Angel. Come on.
Go for a walk, okay?
Christian and Dennis are in a dining room.
Dennis, I was wondering...
About the kid?
Yeah, Amy. Because it's been 3 months and...
Why don't you keep her?
Keep her?
Yeah, we could arrange it. Tell me if I'm being out of order, but I just thought that... You might like to keep her.
But she's yours. She's yours and you haven't even looked at her. You haven't picked her up. You haven't held her. Dennis.
I don't know why I'm alive and she's dead. I just don't understand that.
Don't do this to yourself.
Holding the baby, Mike watches as Christine hugs Dennis. Dennis pilots the single-engine plane over the sea. Dennis switches off the engine and stares over a wing of the plane. The plane glides over the sea. Back at the house, Christine follows a policeman and a policewoman down the stairs. She picks up an envelope from a table in the hall.
Christine, by the time you read this, I'll be gone. Please sell the house and use the money as you think fit. And forget about me. Don't mention me to the kid. She'll have a better life with you and Mike. Ricky Barnes killed 2 people that night.
Life jacket!
A policeman holds up a life jacket in the surf. Christine and Mike hold each other as they watch from the shore. Houses and office blocks in a city. Dennis walks down a street. Dennis stops before a police car and unwraps a large sledgehammer. He climbs onto the bonnet and then the roof of the police car.
No name given, NFA, charge of criminal damage. How do you plead?
My client is refusing to speak.
Enter a plea of not guilty.
Remanded. 7 days. Next case. Right.
You've come up no trace on the police computer, so whoever you are, you should be released after the 7 days are up, as long as you behave yourself in prison. Don't start a riot. Don't try to escape, that sort of thing, unless you like prison food.
Maybe I'll develop a taste for it. Maybe they'll send me to Sullen Voe.
Now listen, old chum. You'll have to do a lot worse than smash up a police car if you want to go to Sullen Voe.
Maybe I will.
You know, I hate your mother. Your mother's got four tits. Four tits and three arseholes. I hate that. Yeah, she's a 28 stone sumo wrestler with four tits and three arseholes. And a pom-pom the size of Blackwall Tunnel.
Shut it, all right? Just shut it.
Get down on your knees, boy, and lick the smeg off my shoes.
I told you, leave
him alone! Steve,
Robert, we'll give you a fight, son!
Mind your head!
Who said you could lie down? You don't do nothing in here unless you're told to!
You behave like an arsehole in this, Nick. You'll get transferred to an harder Nick. You behave like an arsehole there, you get moved to an even harder one. It's called a magic roundabout, and you don't want to get on it.
Thanks for the advice.
Don't mean to it, son.
Did you advise your client on the consequences of misbehavior in prison, Mr.
I did, Your Honor.
In the circumstances, I have no alternative but to sentence you to 6 months imprisonment.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, C4751, no name. This is your new home.
Hello, sexy. What's your name?
John.
John? John what?
That's right. John what?
You better not be taking the piss.
No. That's my name.
Dennis holds Valerie's wedding ring. Valerie beckons to him in a garden. A prisoner in the top bunk watches Dennis play with the wedding ring.
I'm not really mad, you know. I just do that to wind them up so I can get a transfer to the Muppet Wing. Yeah, yeah. Lots of lovely drugs there, you know. All that psychotropics. Valium, Librium, Triptosil, Largacto. My name's Finn, what's yours?
It's John.
I'm in there for shoplifting, what about you?
Smashed up a police car.
You don't look the type.
Hold it.
What?
You look like you're struggling there a bit. Let's help you get rid of some of them leftovers, shall we? Nice try, Watt. Better luck next time.
Thanks.
No!
You have been found guilty of attempting to escape from Her Majesty's Prison Arnfield and Her Majesty's Prison Heathley Wood.
Bollocks.
2 years to run concurrently.
I can bar the magic roundabout.
A white prison van. Dennis is transferred to a different prison.
That's a nice ring you've got, Dan.
That's my wedding ring.
Oh, don't you know when you've been out, Clark?
Dennis sits outside his cell. His face has been cut and stitched. He stares at a rotating fan fixed into the wall.
I'm gonna let you live.
Dennis sets off the fire alarm, who quickly puts on a prison officer's uniform. Dennis holds up his hands as he is caught by a gate.
Congratulations, Watt. You've been promoted to Category B. Here's your escape patches. You've been transferred to Ullathorne. From now on, you'll sign on with the landing officer every 3 hours. After bang up, your cell will be checked every 15 minutes. Let's see you get out of that.
Dennis smiles smugly. A white van enters the gates of a prison. Dennis is escorted by two prison officers into the prison.
Escape artist, eh? Where have you come from?
Manor Park.
That where you escaped from?
Tried to.
Not very good at it then. Well, now you've got the patches. They'll be watching you like hawks. Looks like you have fucked up.
Dennis walks in the prison exercise yard with the other prisoners.
Yo, Johnny, I hear you've been a very busy boy. Jumping over walls, little bit of this, little bit of that. But, yo, you look a real muffin in them patches, rude boy.
Thanks, Finn.
Hey, Johnny, I hear that you got out of Barton Hall with a JCB.
Got as far as the gatehouse.
That quality. That is quality. What? Yo, Johnny, you and me, we're going to get out of this joint. Zing?
No problem, B.
Respect. I hate your mother. Your mother.
A prison workshop. Dennis draws over a plastic curtain and picks up an acetylene torch. Flashback to the break-in at the house.
Do you like it?
Dennis walks down a prison corridor past other prisoners.
So as a result of that, he added 2 years to his sentence. The thing is, he was only doing 7 days to start with.
You see threatening proof?
Probably another rebel without a cause. Anyway, see you later.
A prison officer leaves Dennis's cell. Dennis goes in and sits opposite his cellmate, Ron.
I've got a right to know who I'm banged up with.
What'd you find out?
Not much. You were busy in the machine shop.
Yeah.
You shouldn't work so hard. You get the rest of showing up.
Don't care.
Dennis walks over to his bunk and lies down. Nighttime. Dennis holds a lighter as he draws a diagram on a newspaper. Ron looks over at him.
Planning something?
No.
Good.
Why?
Because you'd be wasting your time.
Dennis goes back to his drawing. Later, he looks in a mirror as he shaves. Dennis imagines he's asleep in bed with Valerie. Ricky Barnes comes into the bedroom. He stares at Dennis and Valerie. He touches Valerie's dressing gown at the foot of the bed. The metal door curtain swings back. Dennis wakes up in his cell. He looks over at Ron. Next day in the workshop, Dennis lifts two metal gates and slots them together. Ron watches him.
Aye, that's good. And how are you going to get off the wing? Ask for keys. So let's say by some miracle, you make it through the gates and into the yard. There's a razor wire across the perimeter fence. Tremblers every few yards, geophonics underneath.
You've done this before.
It doesn't matter. I'm not doing it now.
I was thinking about the workshop roof. It's higher than the perimeter fence.
How are you going to get there, jump?
I don't know.
I've got a better idea. You've got 9 months to run in your tariff. Serve your time. Walk out the front gate.
They say you're a governor's man, Ron.
I know what they say.
Prisoners are searched by officers.
What are you doing, Mills? Fitting him for a new suit? It's called a rubdown, not a tickle, like this. See?
Sir.
Why did you join the prison service, Mills?
Well, sir, I wanted
to... Bullshit, you wanted. It was the only bloody job you could get, Mills.
Sir.
Well, there's no bloody jobs in Dagenham, are there, Mills? Carry on.
Go on.
Do your worst.
Vin tosses restlessly in his bed. Dennis puts down his meal tray onto the floor of the cell. He stares up at the ceiling of the cell. Clouds in the sky. Prisoners decorate a Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Hey! Wanker.
Dennis sits on the floor beside Vin.
You're hanging around with that Ron geezer for. You know you can't fucking trust him.
You all right?
I've got to get over that wall. You promised me, John.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Vin, but I can't help you.
Bullets! All them other escapes! I know you were just fucking around, trying to cause trouble. But I know you're planning a big one, and you're trying to cut me out of it.
No, Vin.
I'm gonna die in there, John. I thought we were friends.
Dennis is asleep in his bunk. He stares. Officer Mills takes a bottle of whiskey from the Christmas party and takes it into Dennis's cell.
Mind if I come in?
No. Make yourself at home.
Are you asleep?
Here.
Oh. Thought you might like a bang on this.
Well, your mate's mine.
She's my own company.
Well then, Merry Christmas.
Dennis takes a swig of whiskey and hands the bottle to Officer Mick Mills.
So you're not from around here?
Dagenham.
Are you married?
Yeah, two kids. I'll show you. That's Kelly. She's two. That's Darren. He's five.
It must be hard for them at this time of year. Missing their dad.
Yeah. You got any?
No.
Married?
I was.
What happened?
Really cocking. There hasn't been any gear in here for days, man. Nada. This is a bad situation, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yo! I hate your mother! Get the smeg off my shoes, boy! Get down on your knees and lick the smeg off my shoes!
Roy! Monkey boy, shut your fucking prattle. I'm sick of listening to it, all
it's
right?
Fine, mate. Doesn't mean any harm by it, all right?
You all right, Ricky? Roy!
Dennis takes deep breaths and walks away from Spaz, who he recognises as one of Valerie's attackers. Later, in the shower room, he grabs Spaz around the neck from behind. They struggle violently.
You got me, yes, Spaz. Can you finish, Hopkins? You came into my house once.
Ringing the bells! Ringing the bells!
Spaz grabs a tail comb and stabs Dennis in the abdomen. Vin comes into the shower room.
John, is this shit have given you grief?
Dennis sweats heavily as he staggers down a corridor, clutching a towel to his side. He collapses onto his bunk.
Jesus, what happened to you? The pressure, keep it on, I'll go and get help.
Go and help Vin. He's in the shower recess.
What the fuck's going on?
I had a row with Spaz, Vin got involved.
Spaz? He fucking nuts. He's a fucking murderer.
Don't look.
I'm not gonna ask him. Fuck, what are we doing here?
Give me the whiskey.
I'm fucking not.
Give me the whiskey, Ron!
Ron takes the bottle of whiskey, hidden behind a grill in the wall, and he gives the bottle to Dennis.
Here, clean it up. If it's just a puncture, if it's not an organ, you'll be okay.
Give me that blade.
Ron tears up a pillowcase and wraps it around the wound. He takes a blade from behind the grill and gives it to Dennis, who wraps it in a towel.
You have no right dragging me into this.
Coming with me?
Dennis walks out of the cell, leaving Ron behind. Spaz is in the corridor outside.
Tonight you're dead. You too, you little fucker.
Dennis and Ron go into the shower room. Vin is hanging from the ceiling.
Get back to yourselves.
Dennis and Ron watch as Vin's body is cut down.
We're next. We need to get out of here. Fast.
Dennis sits on his bunk and Ron stands with his back to him, looking worried.
Someone tell me what's going on.
Don't know, Mick.
What's wrong with him?
I'll need to borrow your keys, Mick. I'll only need them for a minute. Then you can have them back.
You're taking the piss, aren't you?
You supplied us with alcohol in breach of prison regulations. The bottle you gave us has got your prints all over it. So give him your keys, Mick, or I'll shop you to the senior officer.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
I'm not fucking joking!
All the little favours you've done for me over the years. All the stuff you've smuggled in and out for me. The craft now for model making. If you don't lend me your keys right now, everything goes in front of the senior officer. You are Jack's mate. You're cashiered.
No, someone else.
Think about your family. Little Kelly, little Darren. You need this job, mate. I'd do it for them.
I don't need you to tell me to think about my kids. You gutless piece of shit! You can't even look at me. Look at me!
I need your gate key and your workshop key, Mick.
Mick lets go of Dennis. He gives Ron the keys. Ron makes impressions of the keys in a patch of blue tack. He gives the keys back to Mick and puts the blue tack into an old tobacco tin. He gives the tin to Mick.
Take this to this address. Wait while he makes the copies. Tell them it's for Ron, on account. Bring them back here before this wing is unlocked. With 50 quid.
Well, Ron, you're a dark horse, ain't you?
A moat around the prison. Dennis sits on his bunk, flicking over playing cards. Ron paces the cell, reading a book. Mick comes into the cell.
Your mate, Vin, know what he was in for?
Shoplifting.
What's a shoplifter doing in a place like this? Category B, Nick. Killed his mother. Frenzied attack with a knife, it says in his file. I wonder how many arseholes
and how many pum-pums she had by the time he finished with her.
Ron holds out his hand. Mick throws a small brown envelope onto the floor and leaves the cell. Ron picks up the envelope and takes out a £50 note and two keys. He tosses the money onto Dennis's bunk. Night time. Dennis and Ron use the slotted gates to form a bridge between prison buildings. Ron walks nervously over the metal. They stand on the edge of a building and look down at the moat. They take a deep breath and jump into the water. Ron sits in a field, shaving. Dennis walks round a wall, wrapped in a blanket.
Good work.
Yeah.
Dennis and Ron walk down a wet road in a caravan site. Ron walks towards a house. He looks back at Dennis. Ron talks to a man outside the house.
All right, Billy. Brilliant.
That's right.
Eh? Thanks a lot, Bill.
Dennis unpacks a blue carrier bag.
Famous. Shame we can't hit the town, make the most of it. A lot of women go for cons. You'd be surprised. It's true.
Dennis and Ron walk by the side of the caravan site, looking out to sea. Dennis clutches his side and kneels down.
Still sore. But at least we're on the right side of the walls.
Dennis looks at a seagull in the sky.
Jesus Christ, you'll get his mouth cut, you know? I mean, you can't just go wander about like a normal person, eh?
Well, maybe I want to get caught. OK, I'll see ya.
Dennis tries the thumb a lift.
Just like that. I'll see ya.
Sorry, Ron.
Okay. See ya.
Ron watches Dennis climb into a pickup truck. He runs after him.
Wait. I'm going to keep an eye on you.
The truck speeds down the road. Glass wind chimes hang from trees in a garden.
Where's this then?
Used to live here.
Dennis and Ron walk slowly up the garden towards the house. The door is open. Christine passes a window and sees Dennis and Ron. She stands in the open doorway, staring at Dennis. Dennis and Ron turn and walk away.
Wait! You can't be here. You're dead. Where have you been all this time? Where have you been?
I told you to sell this place.
I live here now. Mike left me.
Dennis looks at the house. Christine starts to cry.
You're not taking Amy. You're not taking her back. She's the only good thing to come out of this. My sister's dead. My husband walked out on me. My brother-in-law I thought had committed suicide. So don't think, don't even begin to think. You can just drop in out of the blue and pick up the threads. That's not gonna happen.
I know. I just had to come here.
I live here now. Thanks to you. I mean, really. Thank you. Where are you going? Dennis?
Very pretty. Yeah. Who was that, darling?
Nobody, Mum.
It's a mummy. It's a mummy.
What's that?
Mummy.
Yeah.
You forget about Dennis. Forget about that house. Doesn't matter. Thanks for your help.
Wait a minute.
I know nothing. You've told me fuck all.
You still think I'm a governor's man?
Dennis stares out to sea as Ron walks away. Back in the caravan.
He has to die. I made that decision a long time ago.
Ricky Barnes is an animal. The way he did to your wife is unforgivable. But the hatred, the bitterness, the anger will burn out.
Spies will have sent word to Solinvo.
Barnes will be waiting for you, that's a definite. This is a suicide mission. You don't have a chance. But you do have a choice. You could stay here and walk away.
I don't have a choice. I'm turning myself in.
Prison guards armed with rifles. A floodlight. Dennis stares out of a window. A prison launch. Guards escort Dennis and other prisoners up stone steps and into the prison.
present yourself to the senior officer, what?
Don't cross the line! Now pick your kid up!
Dennis walks along a narrow oval pavement in the prison yard towards another prison officer.
A4751 Watt, sir.
You've been sent here because you're a Category A escape risk Watt. I expect you to serve out your sentence as an exemplary prisoner. Understood?
Yes, sir. Fuck you too, sir.
Make sure Mr. Watt is properly treated.
Dennis is led with other prisoners into a small stone room.
Jesus, why is it so hot in here?
Shut up! Who asked for your opinion? Up against the wall. Legs apart. Tips of your fingers. Ricky Barnes said to say hello. He's expecting you.
Prisoners in orange jumpsuits on landings.
Handing over John Watt.
I hear Ricky Barnes has more power in here than the Home Secretary.
Don't know, mate. He's on D-Wing.
Dennis lies on his bunk in his cell. He sits up and looks at a small barred window. Prisoners loaded on two trucks are driven into a heavily guarded coal mine.
You get used to it.
The prisoners are unchained and Dennis jumps down from the truck. Dennis, covered in coal dust, stares down at other prisoners. He stops, transfixed, as he sees Ricky Barnes. Ricky pats a prisoner on his cheek. Dennis is returned to his cell. Dennis climbs onto his bunk and looks out of the window. Next day, he's in one of two prison trucks driving towards the coal mine. Later, in the prison, Ricky and Dennis stare at each other through a metal gate, watched by prison officers.
What do you think you're doing? Shift yourself.
Get back to your wing now.
Ricky smiles at Dennis through the metal gate. Dennis goes back to his cell. Dennis takes a metal dessert spoon from his pocket and stares at it. Later, he's sweeping the corridor when two prisoners approach. A prison officer stares at Dennis, who is lying on the floor. The officer walks away. His face covered in blood, Dennis gets up from the floor and strides determinedly down the corridor, past other prisoners. Dennis is taken back to his cell. He clutches his head. Dennis paces up and down in his cell, talking to himself. Christine, her mother, and the baby stand on the terrace of the house, looking out to sea. Christine runs up the stairs in the house.
Hello again. Rowan.
Where's Dennis?
Could I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Sullom Voe Prison.
Move back from the door.
Rick will tell you where and when. Now get out.
Officers escort Dennis from his cell. Other prisoners throw toilet rolls and cards at him as he walks past. Dennis sits on the metal floor of a cell, filing down the handle of the metal spoon. He looks towards the door. Christine stands on the deck of the prison launch. She looks out at Sullom Voe. Joey Barnes stands opposite her on the launch. Back at the prison.
John Watt!
John Watt!
Over here! You've got a visitor.
Me?
Christine Lloyd.
Never heard of her.
Fair enough. Lloyd?
Yes?
Visiting John Watt? Visit refused.
But I know him. Why would he refuse?
I don't know, but he's refused to see you.
Christine looks upset. Joey walks towards his father in the visiting room.
Right, Dad?
Yeah. What are you smiling about?
What did Spaz say that bloke was calling himself again? Was it John Watt?
Yeah.
He's just had a visitor. Nice tits.
Find out who she is.
Right. All right, Dad.
Now back to myself.
Christine walks down stone steps to the prison launch. Dennis watches from his cell. Christine pauses and looks at the prison walls. Next, prisoners are let out of their cells. Dennis hides the spoon down the side of his boot. He stares at the cell door. Next, the coal mine. Dennis climbs down a metal ladder, followed by a prison officer who looks down a narrow walkway. Dennis walks down a makeshift walkway of loose planks. He looks down at other prisoners working below and bends to take the spoon from his boot. The prison officer watches him. Dennis is startled by a piece of machinery and jumps back. He looks down the walkway and starts to walk along it. Dennis looks through rows of pallets stacked on top of each other. Water drips down and steam rises from steel girders. Dennis sees Ricky Barnes and, breathing heavily, hurries towards him, holding the metal spoon. Dennis is coshed from behind. Ricky stares down at Dennis, who's held in an arm lock with a knife at his throat.
You've come a long way, Dennis.
Come on, then. Come on. Finish it.
Slight change of plan.
Ricky presses a plunger, an explosion, and prisoners and guards scream as they stumble through smoke and steam, Ricky and another prisoner each take Dennis by the arm and run with him towards a prison guard who's collapsed on the floor.
You all right? Pick him up. Pick him up!
Dennis lifts the injured guard onto his shoulders. Ricky takes handcuffs from the guard's belt. Guards are issued with rifles. An ambulance pulls into the yard.
Stop! Put the guard down!
There's injured men in there!
All right, go ahead. Put him in the first ambulance!
Dennis is thrown into the back of the ambulance and handcuffed to a rail. Ricky drives the ambulance out of the yard. Ricky drives the ambulance onto firm sands. The other prisoner is slumped in the passenger seat.
Right. Uncuff yourself. Now you are gonna fly me off this fucking shithole. You got that, Dennis? I'm gonna fly you anywhere.
You shut up!
Shut up! Joey has got your little daughter, Amy. Remember Amy?
Oh, little Amy. Mummy, mummy, mummy. Where's my mummy? Oh, I haven't got a mummy. Oh, no.
I don't believe you, sister-in-law, Christine.
I don't believe you!
Well, you better fucking believe me. And I will have them both killed unless you do exactly as I say! Move it!
Dennis and Ricky run towards an air ambulance which is taxied to a halt.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get away!
Dennis and Ricky scramble into the plane. Two police cars speed up the sands as Dennis takes off. The plane climbs into the sky.
If any harm comes to my daughter,
she'll be fine. Joey's looking after her. Do you remember Joey? He took a shine to your wife. He's round there now. Marine. Will you shut the kid up? Yeah?
Joey! All right, Dad?
All right, I'm having a ball, mate. This is the best day of my life.
All right, put the girl on.
Dennis?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. He said he won't hurt us. But you have to deliver Ricky Barnes in one piece. Do you understand, Dennis?
Yeah, she understands all right, darling.
Give me that!
The plane flies over the open sea.
Yeah.
anything stupid, yeah?
Hello, Jim. I think it's too wet to mow the lawn today. I'll call you later, OK?
Ron stares at the door. Back in the plane...
Yeah?
Yeah, Joey, everything OK?
Everything's cool, yeah. I'm all right, Dad.
Good. Keep the line open till we're safe down, OK?
Yeah, all right.
Ron picks up a spade as he walks down a flight of stone steps. Christine struggles with her car keys as she holds the baby. Joey searches the house carrying a gun. Christine puts the baby in the car seat. Joey runs out the front door. Christine speeds away, Joey running after her.
What's happening, Joey?
Fucked up, I'm sorry, Dad, I lost them.
I'm sorry.
Ricky points the gun at Dennis.
Yeah, go on, shoot the pilot. That'll be really clever.
Dennis jerks back the controls of the plane. Ricky hits his head on the windscreen. He drops the gun and Dennis picks it up. Dennis switches off the engine. The plane glides. Dennis gets out of the pilot seat and into the rear of the plane.
The plane can glide like this for 3 minutes.
Dennis puts on a parachute.
Okay. Would you want money? I can get you money.
I offered you money, remember? Wasn't enough.
You're scaring me, Dennis.
No, you killed Dennis long time ago. It won't be long before John Watt's dead too. Lost at sea in an escape attempt, it went tragically wrong. And I don't suppose anyone's gonna miss him.
Put this thing down on the ground. I will give you anything you want.
You can't give me what I want.
Dennis opens the door of the plane and throws out the spare parachute. Dennis throws the gun out of the plane and jumps after it.
No! You can do it, Ricky! Please!
Dennis's parachute opens. The plane glides over the sea as Ricky sobs.
A man kills the person you love without reason. You try to remember something he said to make sense of what he did. But there's nothing there.
The plane rushes to the sea as Ricky cries. The plane crashes and explodes. Dennis lands in the sea and removes the parachute. parachute drifts away as Dennis floats in the water.
I don't know what I expected to feel. Not victory. None of this could bring Valerie back. I hadn't thought of any future beyond killing Ricky Barnes. They say an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind.
Dennis sits alone at a table on the terrace of his house. He looks out to sea. A small boat is on the horizon. A seagull flies overhead. Dennis takes a newspaper clipping out of his pocket. He opens it and looks at a picture of Ricky Barnes. The caption reads, "Guilty plea, Barnes." Ricky Barnes, arrested for the brutal murder of Mrs. Valerie Hopkins in her home several days ago, has pleaded guilty while in custody. Dennis stares at the clipping. The end.